for bicycles. They're lightweight, they're safe. The numbers have shown on the bicycles that they've prevented 75% of brain injuries and 85% of fatalities. And there was a study by the Pediatric Association that said that these transfer to car wrecks as well. So it doesn't take a special helmet. You know, you go to a bike shop where it's expensive bikes, you might spend $49 on a bike helmet. You go somewhere, you know, a Walmart or Kmart or something like that, a Target, you can get them for $29.95 or $19.95. Well, we buy these in huge bulks, and we give them away by the thousands. And so we can get a helmet, same helmet you get in those stores, for about $5.
Really?
Yeah, so we just buy them by the thousands and give them away. We go to, you know, we have physicians write prescriptions for them. We have police officers write tickets for them to where they bring that to the charity and we give them to them. We go out to the churches, the schools. We're in a couple of parades. You know, we do this all not only in Savannah, but, you know, we have what we call ambassadors where we let other lawyers in other states join us. And we've got some ambassadors in a couple places out in Texas right now that they've won all kinds of national awards by preventing brain injuries. So it's really something we're trying to start a movement for because it's just something that we think is important.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know that March was Brain Injury Awareness Month, and that's why when Arden sent me this email, I thought, wow, we gotta get him on. The book that you wrote, Winning Your Case, you describe the importance of protecting kids from traumatic brain injuries and how a simple helmet can mean the difference between life and death. And I was thinking about what you said a while ago about when a child's brain, you know, you've heard of shaken babies. And that's when the baby's brain is like somebody shaking that baby, and that brain knocking up against the hard bone structure of the skull. So, I mean, it sounds. Why hasn't anybody else thought about this? You need to patent this thing.
You know, I have been preaching it since 1999. Again, I've been practicing law since 1984, but I go to seminars. I speak in front of hundreds of lawyers. I contact doctors, preachers. You know, we have a website. We have a Facebook. We published books on teaching lawyers how to do it. But it's just like you said, you know, I've handled shaken baby cases. Unfortunately, I have a record verdict of $55 million for a case of a shaken baby. And it's so horrible. It's just like, it's the same thing. You know, a whiplash motion in a car, they call it coup contra coup. And that is, you know, when the head goes forward, the brain's like a jelly-type substance that's floating in a liquid. And as the head goes forward, the brain slams into the back of the skull. And then when the head recoils and goes back, the brain slams into the front. And then you've got at the bottom of the skull all these bony structures. And
yeah.
Even not a subdural hematoma or a skull fracture, you're getting these microscopic shearing. And the problem with a child is a child's brain's not fully developed. So, you know, they're kind of like somebody's had too much to drink. Their frontal lobe's not developed. They don't have good judgment. But when they hit about 7th, 8th, 9th grade and they start needing their executive function, you know, to structure sentences and to do this thing, that's when the cognitive deficits start showing up. You know, why do you have three kids and Your two of your kids are straight A students, and the middle kid is, you know, trying to stab somebody with a fork, and you know, it just it's
well, the thing is, this can cause a brain bleed, and that is the most serious thing, because once you get a brain bleed, you've got, well, it's tragic, and sometimes fatal. So
yeah,
tell us again before we run out of time, Howard, how people can get in touch with you, and are you going to give me a phone number? I have it here, but I want to get it okayed with you.
Absolutely. Our phone number, if somebody wants to call and get a free book or talk to us about a helmet, is area code 912-920-2000. And if someone wants to read about any of this, our webpage is just like my last name, Spiva, S-P-I-V-A, spivalaw.com. And from this Bible Law webpage, you can click up in the corner and it'll go to the Justice for Children Heads and Helmet program, or you can click on, it'll read the review of the book, or you can download an ebook, or you can order one off Amazon. All that can be done from our webpage. If they have any legal questions, we don't charge for that. If they want us to send a book, giving them how to answer questions whenever they're interviewing a lawyer. We're just trying to provide public community service.
Well, I think that's very admirable, but do me a favor and give me that phone number. It's
912-920-2000.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then the website is what again?
SPIVA, SPIVA Law, LAW.com.
Gotcha.
SPIVA Law.
All right.
And listen, I want to tell you, I've been reading about your Talk of the Town. It's a great program. And also, I see you're in Rome, Georgia.
Yes.
My son Gene went to college there. And, he went to Barry, so I know what a wonderful city y'all have.
Fantastic. We do, and thank you for saying that. Because, you know, our people are, we have these classes occasionally. Our Rome City Police, they'll give these classes on how to install a car seat. Because some people just really don't get them in there right. And I'm going to give my good friends down at the Rome Police Department this information, and I'm sure they're going to get in touch with you about these helmets.
That would be awesome, and if they want to do a program where they teach people to put car seats in, let us know, and we will either ship them some helmets, or we will come to Rome, Georgia, and provide the helmets for anyone who wants them at no charge, no obligation.
Fantastic. Well, Howard, you're one of those good guys, one of those good attorneys. Thank you so much for being on Talk of the Town. I appreciate it. Can we have you back on soon?
Absolutely. Anytime, if you have a legal question or if you just want to discuss this subject, for example, coming up in April, the bicycle safety awareness, we can revisit. Or if someone has questions, a lot of times when we do shows, they talk about lawyer marketing and how to hire a lawyer, and they kind of call in with who's got the silly commercials, and they ask questions about how to get a lawyer. And I'm happy to explain that to them so that if they're filing Social Security or they got a workers' comp claim, they know what questions to ask. And, of course, we're always glad to provide our book for free.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today. We've enjoyed it, and what a wonderful idea that this is, car helmets for kids. Howard, thank you so much, and you stay well. God bless, and we'll be talking with you real soon, okay?
Thank you for the honor, and you make it a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.